President Obama has attacked the FBI's renewed investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of emails while she was Secretary of State. While saying that he did not want to meddle in the process, the President reminded Americans that Mrs. Clinton was cleared by the previous investigation.
I do think that there is a norm that, you know, when there are investigations, we don't operate on innuendo, we don't operate on incomplete information, we don't operate on leaks. We operate based on concrete decisions that are made. When this was investigated thoroughly the last time, the conclusion of the FBI, the conclusion of the Justice Department, the conclusion of repeated congressional investigations was that she had made some mistakes, but that there wasn't anything there that was prosecutable.
That's President Obama. Let's go to Washington now to Simon Marks. Good morning to you, Simon. So much to talk about in these last final days, but interesting that Obama has drawn attention to this. Does it help Hillary to have the focus on this?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, I think it was unavoidable. He was giving an interview there to a social media news outlet called Now This News, which has a millennial audience. And his real aim was to try and persuade millennial voters to get out and support Hillary Clinton, because the early voting tallies that we've seen suggest that she's got a problem getting millennials out to the polls to back her, and also getting African Americans to back her in the same numbers that they backed Barack Obama himself back in 2012. But there seems to have been an evolution in President Obama's thinking on all of this, because just a couple of days ago, his spokesman at the White House insisted that he wasn't going to second guess what the FBI director James Comey had done last Friday when he announced that he was reinvigorating the investigation into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information. Indeed, the White House spokesman said that President Obama recognized that after James Comey learnt of the existence of hundreds of thousands of emails that the FBI hadn't previously seen when they were found on that computer owned by a top Clinton aide, Huma Abedin, and her disgraced husband, the former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner, that James Comey was in a tight spot. Well, it may well be that Barack Obama concluded that he himself was in a tight spot, needing to find a way of articulating his continued support for Hillary Clinton, which he went on to do in that interview, given the fact that in polling that we'd seen over the last 24 to 36 hours, Donald Trump in national polls was beginning to eke out a narrow lead over Hillary Clinton. And so, having to face the decision of sticking with Hillary Clinton or sticking with the FBI director, he's absolutely sided with the candidate.
Yes, you mentioned polls, and there's been a blizzard of polls. It's hard to make sense of them all. I often go to Nate Silver, who has had a pretty good record in the past. Just looking at his material from yesterday, his headline is, "Yes, Donald Trump has a path to victory," because obviously, and we talked about this when you were talking with Susie yesterday, not just obviously the popular vote, but it coming down to those swing states, especially, you know, the likes of Florida. What's your assessment, Simon?
Well, we're getting polling data almost hour by hour right now. There's a whole raft of polls that have already come out today, with more coming out over the next hour. I mean, two interesting observations. In Nevada, Republicans can celebrate because Donald Trump has gained 5 points and now enjoys a 6-point advantage over Hillary Clinton in that poll taken since the FBI director intervened. But in Wisconsin, another critical battleground state, Hillary Clinton is the one with the 6-point lead over Donald Trump, and that allows the Clinton camp perhaps to exhale. The Washington Post has an interesting analysis in its paper today, offering four versions using maps of how Donald Trump can win this election. There are four paths to victory that they identify, but every road leads through the state of Florida. And in a new CNN poll out just within the last few hours, Hillary Clinton still enjoys a 2-point advantage over Donald Trump in Florida.
Yeah, hey, just finally, I only caught up with this in the last day or so, but is it true that if you've cast an early ballot, right, you can actually change the ballot before Election Day?
Well, you can in some states, particularly in Wisconsin, and Donald Trump has been arguing that the same is true in five other states. I haven't myself fact-checked that, but need to go and do it. But certainly in some states, yes, if you've participated in this early voting and you then learn something dreadful about a candidate, like she's back under FBI investigation, Donald Trump is encouraging you to go back and say, can I do it again, please?
Yeah, well, you've got some material, have you, from one of his attack ads?
Yes, absolutely. He is very much on the attack, and so is Hillary Clinton. They've both unleashed new ads in these dying days of the campaign, spending millions and millions of dollars. And Donald Trump hammering away at this issue of Hillary Clinton and corruption. Take a listen.
The Clintons. From dead broke to worth hundreds of millions. So how did Hillary end up filthy rich? Pay-to-play politics. After decades of lies and scandal, her corruption is closing in.
One thing's for certain, it's a good time in America to be the composer of spooky music.
Thanks very much. We might try and adopt some of that for our own, for our sting. Thanks, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.